Given the extensive criticisms by the grand jury in its latest report, the current Board of Supervisors has its work cut out for it. Deferred building maintenance and unfunded liabilities from pensions and retiree health care amount to tens of millions of dollars, with no clear plan or timeline to resolve. Also noted was that when the county hires someone under the financial umbrella of a grant, once the grant funding dries up, the employee is often, if not always, retained on the county payroll, funded by taxpayers. When the grant is gone, the employee should be gone, period. Otherwise, we run the risk that staffing will continue to grow, made up of people who are essentially hired for the project du jour rather than providing essential services. And that's something to think about.